Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome, the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. I am Lee Elsie, the first hour. Wayne is getting all loosey-goosey in the green room. Christopher is down in Dallas, Texas, making it all go. And recently, I've been bringing on guests in the opening segment, and I have to do it again today. Not that I have to do it, but I want to do it. Former United States Senate candidate is joining me, and she just got back from Israel. So Leora Levy is on. And Leora, tell me about your trip.
Well, I just got back from Israel on very early Monday morning, and the reason I was there is that I organized and led a trip of fellow Republican National Committee members and a few other distinguished Republicans to Israel. This was a trip to show our solidarity, support, and then to come back and bear witness to what we saw, what we heard, and what we experienced. And that's exactly what I'm doing. We traveled to the south of Israel. We went to the communities of Sderot and Ofakim and to the kibbutz Nir Oz. Those were communities that were very badly affected by the attacks on October 7th. We saw with our own eyes the devastation and the destruction and the evidence of very vile, sadistic crimes against people, against the Israeli people who live there. We met with survivors. We met with a member of Knesset. The Knesset is their Congress. His name was Ahmad Cohen. And on the morning of October 7th in Ofakim, he heard shooting and he heard the noise. He grabbed a pistol and went out in whatever he was wearing. Remember, it was 6:30 in the morning.
Right.
And he defended his neighbors and his family and his neighborhood with a pistol against heavily armed terrorists. Other neighbors joined him. They were armed with whatever they had. Some had pistols, some had knives, and they defended successfully against these terrorists because, unfortunately, no one came to help them. We met with the mayor of Ofakim. He said he called the minister of defense seven times that day, starting at about 7 in the morning, and he was told help would come, but it took over, this number 7 keeps popping up, but it took over 7 hours to get any help there. We went to Sderot, where the terrorists took over the police station, and it was absolutely destroyed. It was leveled. We were there with a cabinet minister named Amichai Shikli, who showed us what happened. We also went to a bomb shelter there, where there were young people taking shelter in it from these terrorists, and the terrorists kept throwing grenades in, and one brave young man threw 7 grenades back at the terrorists, live grenades. Unfortunately, the 8th one killed him, and all of them were killed. We went into that shelter and saw the evidence. It was gruesome. It was very hard to look at. We went to Kibbutz Nir Oz. Nir Oz had 400 residents on October 6th. On October 7th, over 100 were killed. Somewhere between 70 and 80 people were kidnapped, including the Bibas family, the little baby who was then 9 months old, and his 4-year-old brother and their mother. They're still in Gaza somewhere. They have not been returned. And, you know, we saw the devastation. It was horrific. We saw the area where the Thai workers who worked in the fields there lived. That was where the Hamas terrorists beheaded a Thai worker with a garden hoe. We saw the evidence. We saw what was the signs of what happened there. It was horrific. We also saw the 47-minute video that was made from Hamas terrorist GoPros and cell phones and the cell phones they stole from their victim. It's not something I would normally do. I don't even watch scary movies or gory movies, but I felt compelled to watch this because the victims of October 7th can no longer speak for themselves. So I've come back to the United States to be their voice here, to make sure the world and Americans know what happened on October 7th. We also went to the north. We were on the Lebanese border. We were between 1 and 2 miles away from a Hamas base. We could see it on the top of another hill. I mean, it's really frightening. There are over 250,000 people who have been evacuated from the north and from the south in Israel and have been living in hotels for 2 months now.
We're talking to former United States Senate candidate Lior Levy, who's sharing her story. How long were you over there?
We were there. I was there for 6 days. The organized trip was 4 days. It was Monday. We arrived on Monday the 27th and hit the ground running immediately. And then it ended around midnight on the 30th. When most of the group flew home, I stayed over the weekend to see my relatives and friends in Tel Aviv. The hotel in which I stayed in Herzliya, which is a suburb just north of Tel Aviv, was filled. But I was the only tourist. Mm. The other guests in the hotel were all evacuees from Kiryat Shmona, a town in the north near the Lebanese border, that we wanted to go to, but the IDF wouldn't let us go to that particular town. They said it was too dangerous. They've been there for 2 months with their whole families, with their dogs, everybody living in a hotel room. The kids are in school in Tel Aviv, not at home in Kiryat Shmona with their friends. It's really been very tough on them.
When you see these protests around, not only around the globe, but here in Connecticut and around the country, these protests against Israel, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel sick to my stomach and shocked, frankly. I don't understand the lack of moral clarity among our younger generation. This is clearly a case of an evil, evil terrorist organization attacking in the most vile, sadistic, inhuman way. And the fact that they can't see this and that they are so gullible and are falling for propaganda is beyond me. It really is.
Lior Levy is with us talking about a trip to Israel where she saw things that, well, no one should ever have to see, and looked at some of the aftermath of one of the most horrific slayings of terror attacks that this planet has ever seen. Give me something that you didn't know really going in that was a bit of a shock or a surprise when you got there, something that you weren't expecting.
Well, in the hotel I stayed in over the weekend was a young man. He was in the army. He's in the reserves. He was called back to service. He was at the Nova Festival. He saw his girlfriend murdered in front of him. He saw his best friend murdered in front of him. He escaped somehow with his life. I would have expected him to be very bitter, very angry.
Is there any anger from the Israeli people? I don't know how many Israeli folks, just general folks that you talk to, but I mean, one of the biggest things that seems to be popping up is how did they let their guard down to such an egregious level to allow this to happen? Is there any of that bitterness for that?
Yes.
There is. Yeah.
They are angry. It is under the surface, but they all say, we have to win this war. There will be time for politics for a thorough investigation and figuring out what happened later. One of the meetings we had, we met with cabinet ministers, members of Knesset, other political officials, with intelligence officials. We met with an intelligence official at a very high level who was apologetic, took responsibility, and said there will be a reckoning after the war. But now Israel is united in fighting this war.
Again, Lior Levy, United States, former United States Senate candidate, is joining us this morning telling a story of what she encountered, what she experienced when she just got back from Israel after a six-day-long trip. So we're going to run out of time here in a second, but I just wanted to end with this. If there's something that you want everybody to know, you know, to take away from your trip, what is it?
That Israel is the only civilized Western democracy in the Middle East. And as I said, they are not just fighting for their own existence. This is an existential battle. They are fighting for us, for Western democracies, because behind this fight with Hamas and the simmering problems with Hezbollah in the north, which will be even more difficult because Hezbollah has many more rockets and missiles, behind all of this is Iran. Iran is the puppet master, and they're going to be coming for us as well. So I just ask all Americans to pray for Israel and to stand with Israel.
Former United States Senate candidate Lior Levy here in Connecticut giving us the information on her recent trip to Israel. Lior, thank you so much. I got to run. I'm out of time, but I appreciate you coming on the USA Audio Network. Quick break. We'll come right back.
Wayne on the roof for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. I know Gaza is on everybody's mind. Israel, of course, Hamas. You know, we're talking about Biden and Hunter Biden and his nine tax charges. The DOJ indicts him on nine tax charges. That piece of blank who, again, has never done, I don't think, a positive thing in his entire life. So I hope he gets what's coming to him. But unfortunately, I don't have a lot of confidence in our judicial system right now. And I keep on thinking to myself, you know, when will that shoe actually fall and when will we see Joe Biden's son, Hunter, taken away in belly chains? But I don't have a lot of confidence in that right now. I feel like the entire country's upside down when it comes to our judicial system. But I did have something that I wanted to share with you. I wanted to talk about something when it comes to electric cars. Like here in Connecticut, where I broadcast out of every single day, there's this big push for electric vehicles. In fact, our governor really went out of his way to try to copy what's going on in California. It got shot down, luckily, but it's sort of being put on the back burner. Eventually, they're going to push again for electric cars. Now, electric cars, these solar panels, wind farms out in the middle of the ocean killing right whales, in fact, causing right whales to go extinct. It's just aggravating to no end how unfeasible and how little common sense goes hand in hand with what Democrat leadership wants. But I saw something and I wanted to share it with you. How much electricity does an electric car actually use? Figuring out how much electricity an electric car uses can be a little tricky. you have to make some assumptions about efficiency and driving style and all that kind of stuff. But estimates that an average electric vehicle consumes about 394 kilowatt hours a month. Now, EV ownership works best if you can charge a 240-volt battery at home or at work. And if you can't charge at home, charging at a charging station could take 10 times longer than to get gas at a gas station. So if it takes you 5 minutes to get gas, it'll take you an hour to charge your vehicle. Again, not feasible, not realistic in the modern world. You're not going to be able to take an hour out of your day to charge your vehicle. And adding a 240-volt home charging system could cost you over $1,000 minimum. That's on the cheap side. So, you know, you factor in the high cost of the vehicle. You factor in you have to charge it. Now, maybe $1,000 is a fraction of what you paid for gas. But the negatives surrounding the electric vehicles, they add up pretty quickly. And if you think about your EV battery as a fuel tank, the amount of electricity stored in a battery is equivalent to how much fuel is in your gas tank in a traditional car. So modern battery packs, which are housed in the floor of the EV, they vary in capacity. You could drive anywhere between 100 and really rarely 500 miles, some cars, but 100 miles is nothing. And, you know, they want to implement this with trucks. And can you imagine trying to set the nation, the fleet of trucks that travel our highways every single day delivering goods? Without trucks, we'd have nothing. Can you imagine trying to force feed electric vehicles into our trucks to deliver goods to various parts of the country? Right now, if you gas up as a truck driver, it takes you what, 20 minutes maybe to fill a tank of that size, and then you can drive for 1,000 miles. Can you imagine having to stop and gas up, which would take about, or if you're doing an electric vehicle, take about an hour and a half every 150 miles? You would never have products on your shelves. It would be complete chaos. It would take, you know, a driver who could make a trip, a 1,000-mile trip in, what, a day and a half? It would take them a week minimum to do it if they used an electric vehicle. Another unintended consequence that happens when Democrats have no real vision about what they're impacting when they try to implement these crazy ideas that they have. I just wanted to share that with you. I thought it was interesting that you know, your average electric vehicle, it's still gonna cost you in some cases thousands of dollars to charge it up, on top of the extra thousands of dollars you have to spend to buy the vehicle in the first place. So there you go. All right, let me take a quick break. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in here the first hour on the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation in a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
War now.
USA. USA News update. Hunter Biden is facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case, with prosecutors alleging the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes. He faces 17 years in prison if convicted. The White House touting the success of Bidenomics following the latest jobs report, which reveals the creation of 199,000 jobs last month.
President Biden is delivering on his vision to invest in America and win the global competition for the 21st century.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Friday that unemployment has remained under 4% for an uninterrupted 22-month period, marking the longest stretch in 54 years. At the age of 82, actor Ryan O'Neal has passed away. The star of Love Story and Peyton Place died Friday afternoon. His son Patrick confirmed the news, saying he passed away peacefully. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, our very good friend Stephen Bucci joining the conversation. Heritage Foundation. All those years of military excellence, there is really no stone unturned, no rock that we cannot throw at. Well, we shouldn't say it that way. I was going to say we could throw some rocks at Stephen Bucci. That doesn't sound right. But he's able to deflect them all and always answers our questions. And he is incredibly thorough. And we always appreciate him. And again, Stephen Bucci, welcome to the program. Stephen, let's start with this. U.S. warship shoots down three Houthi drones targeting commercial vessels in the Red Sea. This is a big deal, small deal, no deal? Where are we with this?
It's a significant deal. If they're going after, you know, commercial targets, this is clearly not just a political thing. This is the Houthis trying to drag other people into this conflict, and they're doing it clearly at the behest of the government in Tehran. So this is a thing coming from the mullahs. They gave them the orders, and these guys are executing. Frankly, we should go in and hammer all of those Houthi positions, and we should allow and encourage the Saudis to do the same. The Saudis have, you know, they were fighting the Houthis for a long time, and we, among other countries, pressured them to stop. The Houthis are not good people. They are, you know, paid terrorists working for Iran, specifically against the Saudis, but now against others in support of what Hamas did. We need to take them to the woodshed and hopefully hit targets where there are Iranian IRGC Quds Force advisors sitting there as well.
So what has to actually happen in your mind for us to turn the turrets around from these locations and point them straight at Iran and Iran facilities within the borders of Iran?
You know, I'm not sure if we're at the point where we're going to start bombing targets inside Iran. But to be frank, there's a ton of targets outside Iran that are funded by the Iranians, that have Iranian personnel working at them, in support of these various terrorist proxy groups, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, the Syrian government, and others, that we should be splashing multiple times every night, every time it gets dark, where those folks can't operate as well as we can. We should be specifically targeting them heavily, not this tit-tat-pit pinprick thing we've been doing.
Right.
Because we need to make Tehran feel some of this pain. And if we hamstring their proxy network, that will put more pressure on Tehran without running the risk, as some of my, you know, pearl clutching and swooning friends like to say, that we're suddenly going to start World War III. I think we could hit targets in Iran and wouldn't start World War III. But I understand people not wanting to, you know, get into a nation-state thing in the Middle East. But these proxies that are shooting at us, Lee, we need to go and hit them hard and heavy. And if we take down Iranians in the process, well, then that's just, you know, icing on the cake.
So you made one mistake in this excellent analysis, which you said is funded by the Iranians. In fact, it's actually funded by the Biden administration, right? So, I mean, we got to be...
Well, yeah, that's who funds the Iranians.
Through Biden and his administration, we end up fighting our own selves. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, is with us. So last week we touched on this really brief. I wanted to ask you, we sort of have an idea that there are some Hamas leaders living it up in Qatar or wherever, you know, wherever we see these videos with hotel images or where, by the pool, drinking a margarita, whatever it is that that pops up on social media. If everybody in the world was really on the same page where we wanted to get rid of terrorism and horrifying people, wouldn't there be a UN push to have these countries give up these people?
Oh, at the very least. But, you know, I still can't believe the Israelis have held back this long going in and taking those guys out.
Right.
Especially the ones floating around on a boat. Their maritime commando types are pretty proficient, and I think they could go up there and give that guy a swim lesson real fast and see how well he does out there in the middle of the Persian Gulf.
Mm.
But it's, these guys are, when even the liberal press puts up that these guys, his net worth is $4 billion, the other one's $5 billion, and they're living like kings, and then we sit there and say, oh, the poor Gazans, we better give them a bunch of money to help them. Well, if their leaders, the leaders of Hamas, are living like kings and have net worth in the billions, why aren't they taking care of their people? And if they're not, why haven't they been taken to the rhetorical woodshed by all of these press and humanitarian organizations and called out for the hypocrisy that they epitomize? I don't understand what causes or allows all of these sanctimonious organizations, both in the press and in the NGO community, to not do that. How do they get away with that, and how do they live with themselves when they're wringing their hands and demanding that the West and everybody fund the Palestinians, and that Israel stop abusing them when they could have, frankly, pretty much anything they wanted to if their own leaders would start acting like leaders.
Right. Well, because those leaders, Hamas leaders, don't care about their own people. In fact, when they're using people as human shields, clearly you don't care about the welfare in the end. You mentioned the media, and language is very, very important, in particular written language. I mean, what I might say, I might throw out a word or two. I do it every day. We're sort of, as soon as it leaves my mouth, I might want to take it back because it's probably stupid. But these major broadcast networks go out of their way to demonize Israel. See, I cannot stop being infuriated when I'm listening to these broadcasts, whether it's CBS, Fox, whoever it is. They're all using a narrative that's incredibly sympathetic towards the Palestinians. Now, nobody wants to see kids, lying in rubble and searching for their dead parents or vice versa. Nobody wants to see that. Clearly, Israel is targeting these tunnels and this infrastructure. And by design, Hamas has put their own civilians in harm's way. And I'm just sick of the narrative being thrown out there by media making Israel the bad guy.
It's ludicrous, actually, especially when the Hamas fighters, the terrorist group there, are still firing rockets at Israeli kids. Israeli hospitals, Israeli civilian settlements, unabated apparently, wherever the Israelis haven't blown up those positions yet, the Hamas continues to do this, but the press makes it, not just moral equivalent, which is, there's not a moral equivalence between Hamas and Israel. Defending yourself against an attack is different than provoking and doing terrorist operations that deliberately target civilians, but they make it seem like Israel's the only one doing any of this stuff, and the poor Palestinians are just sitting there, cowering and being targets. And by the way, I put the blame, the vast majority of the blame is on the organization of Hamas and its leaders and its members, but all of these poor civilian victims in Gaza are sitting there cheering every time the darn Hamas guys are firing rockets at Israel. It's not just the Hamas members. There's a ton of folks in Gaza who have bought into the lie that, we're going to kill all the Israelis and this is going to get us, to open the windows to heaven and we'll be in charge of the world again. At what point do we say you're getting what you deserve because of what you are supporting or what you are not taking action to stop? I don't know. It's think it's going to happen, but boy, it sure seems like that would be the right thing to go on.
Our friend Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation is joining us. Let me pivot real quick, ask you one quick question. Venezuela seems to be set to invade a neighboring country. Should we be concerned about this?
I think we should care about it, because I don't think we want anybody to have to suffer under the leadership of the, you know, guys that are in Venezuela right now. They're screwed up their own country tremendously, and if they go into another country, any other country, it's going to screw them up. So I don't think we want that. I think we should pressure the Venezuelans to not do it, and if necessary, support whoever it is they're going to attack. But if it happens, it's not going to change our national security posture. But it is something we should care about, because it's in our hemisphere. We don't want to see anybody living under dictators any more than we already have.
His name is Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. You can follow him, S. Bucci, on the Twitter or the X, whatever you've decided to call it. Stephen, I cannot thank you enough. It's always an honor to spend some time with you, whether it be on my morning show or right here on the USA Audio Network. All right, we shall take a very short time out. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes. Of course, Wayne Allen Root will be here right after the top of the hour, cranking things up, taking no prisoners. Don't move. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
From MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, Designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, Wayne Allen Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. And another good friend of the show is Colonel Rob Simmons. And Rob has a Bible in his hand. And it is the Christmas season, so is this somehow related, Rob?
Christmas. Okay. I was a reader at church last Sunday. I was a reader, and they had me read a passage from Micah, and it's Micah 5, 2 to 5, paragraph 2 to 5, section 5.
All right.
And it says the title is A Promised Ruler from Bethlehem. It's a prediction that a ruler, a leader, a Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. And it says, but you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel. I said, wait a minute, ruler over Israel? This is Micah, ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she, that's Mary, who is in labor, she was pregnant, gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return. So here again it says Israel will be abandoned. I'm thinking, oh, what's all this stuff about Israel? I thought Israel was created in 1948. This is Micah. This is the Old Testament.
You're reading from the Bible.
With the Bible. I'm reading from the Bible.
The Bible.
Old Testament, not the New Testament.
No, you get the old one.
The Old Testament.
Yeah.
That's the one that's about.
That's the one that counts.
The one, well, it's old. It's about
God's
the Jews.
God's not matter.
And they're talking about Israel.
Yeah.
So I go get a map and I Google the Kingdom of Israel.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. The Kingdom of Israel.
Right.
That goes from 930 BCE, that's before Christ.
Right.
To 720 BCE, which is before Christ.
Right.
And then for 700 years, according to Micah, there's going to be sort of a big gap, and then boom, the Messiah is going to be born in Bethlehem.
He made that prediction.
Yeah. So I go back and I said, well, there's a map that goes all the way back to the Kingdom of Israel. Here's the map. Here's the Kingdom of Israel. Wow, so cool. And the Kingdom of Judah. And Jerusalem is in the Kingdom of Judah.
Right.
And then there's a Kingdom of Damascus. Okay.
Yeah,
and there's the Kingdom of Ammon, which I guess is now Jordan. And the Kingdom of Moab. I don't see Palestine.
No?
I don't see it.
No.
All I see is, here's Gaza.
Okay.
I see Gaza on the map. See, right on the Mediterranean
Sea. Yeah, sure.
So here's the River Jordan, and here's the Mediterranean Sea.
Okay.
So Gaza, that must be Palestine.
Well, is it?
Well, wait a minute. It's not.
Who's it belong to?
The Philistines.
Oh, well, that must be close to the Palestine. Well, it sounds the same.
It begins with a P.
Yeah.
So I say, okay, well, who the hell are the Philistines?
All right, who are they?
Apparently they're Greeks.
Oh, okay.
Greeks, they came from Greece, and they were merchant traders.
Okay.
But, you know, there was a famous Philistine.
I know.
Philistine named Goliath.
Yeah.
And when the king of Israel, the Israelis and the Philistines were fighting each other, they've been fighting in the Middle East all along.
Right.
It's kind of like a sport. We have football. They have war.
They have killing.
They kill people.
Yeah.
They can. And this, the Philistines said, look, why don't we do this? We'll put our guy, Goliath, up against your best guy, maybe your king,
right?
And have a fight it out, and that way everyone doesn't get killed. We just kill two people,
right?
Or one person. One person wins, one loses, and then you can have our women and our goats or whatever. And so the Israeli king was not excited by that because Goliath is a big dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he made LeBron James look small. He was like 8 feet tall, 300 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have been a hell of a basketball player. And so the king said, well, any volunteers?
Yeah.
And David, the shepherd boy, said, yeah, I'll fight him.
Sure.
And everyone laughed.
Yeah.
And the king said, oh, geez, he'll kill you. You're just a kid.
Right.
And David said, I protect my flock against bears and wolves and tigers or lions or whatever. Whatever's out there wants to eat my sheep, I protect them. I think I can take this dude on. So he goes out, and Goliath has got a shield and a sword, and he sees this kid walk out, and he's like laughing. And David reaches into his pocket and pulls out a nice little round rock, puts it in a sling, and starts swinging it around. And Goliath is like, whoa, what are you going to do with that, kid? And he whoops that sucker, and the stone hits him right in the head and knocks him out.
Yeah.
Goliath comes down with a crash, but he's not dead. He's knocked out.
Right.
So then what does David do? Say, okay, that's it. We win. You lose. No,
no,
no, no. He gets the sword and cuts his head off. That way it was pretty certain that David won.
Right.
So the Philistines, not the Palestinians, but the Philistines said, oh, yeah, well. So they all went back, they gave up a bunch of women, a bunch of goats, and the Jews went on for another, 400 or 500 years. So this is really interesting stuff to me because, you see, the whole thing about Palestine will be free. What are we talking about? It's the Israelis have been there for thousands of years. It's ridiculous. It's only when the Muslims came in after Christ, 150, 200 years after Christ, sort of came in and the Ottoman Empire took over that whole area. But still, there was no Palestinian nation. So I guess I wonder why these Harvard kids that are supposed to be so smart, they don't read the history. They don't even read the Bible.
Colonel, I got to jump in because we are running short on time. I got to go. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is up next. Thank you very much for listening to me, and keep on listening to the USA Audio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.